The more with less catchphrase may be dying a slow death in government. The buzz at the executive leadership conference in Williamsburg over the last couple of days seemed to center around the less with less idea that I've talked about before with Tom Shoup. He's the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, and he's here to talk about what he heard in the halls and in the forums at ELC. Tom, it was good to see you down there, and nice to talk to you again.
It was nice seeing you, and it's always nice talking to you.
Thank you. I did not think that you would look as good as you did in the tricorn hat, but you look terrific.
Well, thank you.
Very becoming. Very becoming with the glasses. The whole idea of the transition from the more with less to less is less, as we've talked about before, was fascinating to me at this conference because it strikes me that it's something that the agencies will need to take leadership on maybe before Congress does.
Yeah, I think that might be right, and I think that certainly the vibe down there was darker than it's been in a while, and I think there's a lot that agencies are going to have to face up to. I'm not sure they're quite facing up to it yet, but I think there were a lot of messages there. You know, GSA's Martha Johnson said that this isn't a diet we're going on, it's stomach stapling, and there was another analyst, Robert Atkinson, who said you know, the agencies are being led to the gallows and they don't even know it yet. So it was quite dark, and I think it is something that agencies are going to have to come to grips with.
I was surprised, though, and I must say pleasantly surprised, that the number of vendors that I talked to that said, yeah, we understand this is a new reality, that this isn't a couple of years thing, that this is not even necessary. One vendor said to me, this isn't even what we saw in the 90s. This is different. We're going to have to deal with it differently. And I saw, rather than quite honestly, what I expected, which was maybe a little bit of panic and a whole lot of just gloom and doom, I saw a lot of folks who said, all right, we're going to have to deal with it. We're going to have to roll up our sleeves and just do with it the best that we can.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think part of the reason is it may not be as dire for a lot of the companies as it might be, given the overall budget picture. I still think they think that in order to meet budget targets and to still try to get done things they want to get done, that agencies are going to have to outsource more and are going to have to turn to technology to try to become more efficient. So I think there's a sense, you know, some of the analysts say, you know, are projecting in IT budgets, for example, flat to slightly declining budgets over the next 5 to 10 years, which isn't exactly dire circumstances. It just means it becomes more of a market share battle for them and less of a, hey, it's a rising tide and we're all going to make money in this.
One vendor that I talked to said, this can't go on forever. And he said, we've been hearing for the last 15 to 20 years that IT can save agencies money, and yet IT budgets go up every single year.
Yeah. Presumably, they're looking to save money elsewhere, but it is true that they've been steadily increasing and probably can't increase at the pace they have been.
Tell me a little bit about the panel that you moderated, because I thought of all of the panels on the docket, yours was one of the most interesting because it had to do with what people are actually doing to accomplish some of the things that agencies are already talking about they're going to have to do, and maybe they're not sure how to figure out how.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. We had some great people on it and some real, you know, the subject was real world examples. So it was nice to hear people talking about how they were actually implementing things. We had a great guy, Faisal Ahmed from the Office of Law Enforcement at the Interior Department, talking about a new system that they've got in place for case management and tracking incidents. And, you know, it was a real case study both in terms of shifting things to the cloud and doing all those things that are the buzzwords of today and what everyone's supposed to be doing, and also some of the difficulties in doing that. It's taken them years to do it, and, it, you know, it's not a simple thing to do in a federal context.
The idea that the agencies are more receptive, too, to how companies are doing things in the private sector, not copying them and not we're going to run our agencies like a business or any of that kind of stuff, we've talked about that before, and I think I hope at least that pretty much everybody is beyond that idea, that that's not really realistic. But the idea is that the agencies are paying a lot of attention to what companies have had to deal with over the last couple of years as the economy has gotten more difficult for them too, I think is really encouraging, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think they are trying to learn lessons from them. And I think that They're trying to figure out ways to be more efficient to increase productivity. You know, a lot of these companies don't have much sympathy for the predicament that government's in. They won't say it too much out loud, but, you know, they've been forced to really make some serious decisions since the economy went south a couple years ago. And now there's a sort of sense that it's government's turn. And some of these are going to be really, really difficult. There was one panelist I heard saying, you know, in the private sector, you know, they really didn't start saving money until they started cutting people. And that's going to be a difficult thing in government if that's what it takes to really save money is to cut people. Even if you don't do that by having reductions in force or whatever, if you just do it by attrition, not filling jobs and relying on retirements, that's going to be a very difficult process.